again.
Summer vacation? So long, suckers!
Gee, must you do that every week? It's time to elect a new class president. Who's interested?
If I were president, I could bring Lindbergh School into the 21st century with state-of-the-art science.
President Xi, I'd be an inspiration to C-plus students everywhere.
Libby, I can't run because of that silly little incident last year.
You mean when you were stuffing the ballot boxes with your name?
That was never proven. Anyway, why don't you run and I'll be your campaign manager?
Sounds good to me. I can redesign this whole school from top to bottom.
Hi-ho, class! We have a new foreign exchange student joining us from Bakharistan. Please welcome Bobby Stroganovsky.
Hello, fellow learners! Call me Bobby. I pretty much like you.
Hello! We were just seeing who wanted to run for...
Run, I run.
I fast.
No, Bulby! It doesn't mean run around the room. It means run for the office of class president.
Oh, I do that too.
So the candidates are Jimmy,
Sheen,
Libby, and the boy with a funny name.
Is this thing on? Okay. Our first candidate to speak will be Sheen Estevez.
My fellow Lindbergians, if elected president, I shall install guacamole bars in all classrooms, and ultra-large tattoos will be mandatory. Principal Willoughby, tear down your wall!
Sheen, I think you're done. Okay, bye-bye. Next, we have Libby Fofax.
And kick it!
Check it out.
What's up, y'all? You ready for the word? If I'm elected, I promise you 15 minutes of funk. Every day. Can you handle that? Tell it, sister.
Can we afford funk every day?
We will also start wearing uniforms. Aww. From the hottest fashion designers.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I look so hot in there.
So, vote for Libby and get your glove on. You heard?
Check it out.
Top that, Neutron.
Fellow students, I'm not going to promise you flashy clothes or polyrhythmic music or guacamole bars.
That's because you don't know the secret ingredient. It's love.
I will promise you thermonuclear lockers, titanium cafeteria trays, a gravitomagnetic gymnasium, antimatter restrooms.
Well, you sure know a lot of big words, Jimmy. So, don't forget to vote tomorrow, children.
Wait, you forget Bulby. I speech words.
Oh, right. The little boy from Fairy Tale Land. Go ahead, son.
Vote for Bulby. We slap dance every day. Like home. Slap, 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 clap, 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 slap, 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 clap, 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 slap, slap, slap.
First up, Weezer's house.
Carl, I want to talk to you about my deep concern for llamas. Did you know they're an endangered species?
No!
Well, if elected class president, my first order of business will be llama protection. Do I have your vote?
You got it. Oh, the pin went inside me.
And just to make sure we understand each other.
Cindy, you accidentally left a dollar in my hand.
Keep it.
Why?
I think you know why.
I don't. Why are you winking at me? Why did you give me a dollar? My brain hurts.
I'm paying you to vote for Libby.
Oh, I get it. I will. But why did you wink? Do you like me?
You're voting for Libby? What is wrong with you? You can't vote for her?
Why not?
I'll give you three reasons. One, she's a female. Two, she's not a boy. And three, and most importantly, she's a girl!
But I promised Libby I would vote for her, and Cindy gave me a dollar.
Listen, Carlito. You better vote for me, or I'll show everybody that embarrassing photo of you at Ike's slumber party.
Ah! Which one?
The one with the bubbles.
Ah!
You wouldn't try me!
Ow, that pin went in me too. Okay, I'll vote for you, Sheen.
Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap. Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
Ow! What?
I just happened to be in the neighborhood and...
Hey,
Why? Why are you wearing Libby and Sheen and Bulby buttons? Who are you voting for?
I don't know!
Carl, I'm your best friend. You gotta vote for me.
I know, but the money and the picture and the slap, slap, slap. Oh, stop the world! I want to get off!
Carl might not vote for me? Well, no problem. It's just one vote.
Do the right thing! Vote for Libby!
Just to be safe, I better assess this situation scientifically. Goddard, emergency poll.
I'm not voting for Jimmy Neutron.
Me neither.
I'm voting for Libby. Sheen is my man.
I'm dead last? Behind Bulby?
Clap, clap, slap. Clap, clap, clap. Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah. Me the wind. Oh, hey, Mr. President, how goes the campaign?
I'm dead last in the polls. Maybe I laid it on a little too thick with all the science.
Well, Jimbo, I'm no stranger to politics myself. I was elected towel boy in junior high. My motto was, vote for Hugh. If you can't trust him with your dirty, smelly, wet laundry towels, who can you trust? It was hard to fit all that on those little buttons, but I did it. Anyway, what's really important is you have to give him a little razzle-dazzle. Give him a show. Kick out the jam, sock it to him.
Yeah. Razzle-dazzle, huh?
Election day. I smell victory. No way. That is marinated corn kebab. Just like Farouk the Intrepid used to make.
Don't worry, Libby. If you lose today, you can still be my first lady.
Get a life, Sheen.
So where's Science Boy? Probably gave up and isn't even coming to school.
It's a delicious mist of purple fur!
And free gum!
Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
I have the election results. The winner, or should I say winners, are Jimmy,
Sheen,
and Libby. It's a tie.
Oh, it's just like Barbara Streisand and Katharine Hepburn at the 68 Oscars. Somebody pinch me.
Okie dokie.
34, 35, 36. Wait a minute! Someone didn't vote! That person needs to vote to decide the election. Who didn't vote?
Why is everyone looking at me?
I couldn't decide, okay? Too much pressure!
Carl, you have to vote! It's your patriotic duty!
There's more you know what if you vote for Libby.
Best friend.
Palpitations, hot flashes, blood pressure rising.
I'm just saying, guacamole.
Cindy gave me a dollar to vote for Libby! Sheen was blackmailing me with a photo! Jimmy was playing the best friend card and using scantily clad women!
It has come to my attention that some of our candidates have been guilty of bribery, blackmail, and murder! Sorry, not murder. I meant to say operating a Zeppelin on school premises. Anyway, they're all illegal campaign practices. Jimmy, Shane, and Libby are disqualified.
Oh man.
We've learned a powerful lesson.
Democracy is a fragile butterfly.
It depends on an honest electoral process.
Shh! Our president is about to speak!
Okay! Your president says cut the chat and start a slapping! Slap, 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 clap, 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 slap, 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 clap, 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 everybody! Slap, 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 clap, clap!
Paul.
Got a blast.